George Floyd's children denounce violent protests across America. By Catherine Rodriguez on June 1, 2020. Some of George Floyd's children denounced the violent protests that took place across the United States over the past weekend, encouraging peaceful protests in memory of their father instead. "The violence is not the right way to do it," Connie Mason Floyd told KBTX. "Now, this is beautiful, but the violence, it won't solve nothing. Tearing up things, it's not going to solve anything," Quincy Mason Floyd said. "My dad is in peace and we have to be the ones to deal with all this stress. It's going to be tough to get over this day by day." The Floyds moved from Houston to Bryan, Texas, with their mother more than 15 years ago. Quincy said he was a young child when he last saw his father. It was not until after Memorial Day when news of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis made it to Quincy. "I didn't recognize who it was until Mom called and told me," he said. She said, "Do you know who that guy was?" I said no. She said, "That's your father." Both Connie and Quincy Floyd plan to be in Houston Monday to visit with other members of George Floyd's extended family and hope to share news about funeral arrangements for their father, who is set to be buried in the Houston area. Floyd's brother, Terrence, told The Washington Post that he plans to visit the scene of the incident sometime this week. "I just want to feel my brother's spirit," he said. More than 4,100 people across the country were arrested throughout the week of protests, the Associated Press reported.